Wow.
Moved here for work.
All right, transferred in, mm-hmm. you know, eat 5 pounds of cornmeal and they wouldn't live anywhere else. And that's been very true. I've known several instances where people get transferred here and they get transferred to somewhere. No, not going. Find you somebody else. Staying right here.
Yeah.
So, but when they get here, they start trying to change things like it was where they came from, or sometimes?
Well, yeah, but that's kind of a natural process.
Yeah.
A lot of things they've done have been very positive. It's not what you do sometimes that bothers people, it's how you go about it, you know? So, mm-hmm. But we had a good bit of that going on even when I was on the city council, you know, a lot of people. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, most of the most active people who were trying to get things done were people who did not grow up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. How far back do you have to go in Roswell to be considered from Roswell?
Well, in my mind, if you don't, if people my age, just take my generation, mm-hmm. if their grandparents didn't grow, if they weren't from Roswell, then you're a migrant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. That's the sort of thing changes from place to place. That's like that where I come from, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can live somewhere and grow up somewhere, even be born somewhere, but that don't mean you're from there.
That's right. That's true. I like to get out and mix and mingle in a community, and down in Cuthbert, they watch me like a hawk. They don't know what I'm up to. and, you know, simply because I'm not from there, you know, uh-huh. they don't know any of my family. And there's a creek about 10 miles north of town, Potala Creek, and everybody down there thinks if you're from north Potala Creek, you're a Yankee, you know, which is fine. But it's interesting knowing how I felt about people who moved into Roswell. As a result of that, I have a lot of fun with them, you know.
Turn the tables on.
Well, but in a fun way. I'm mm-hmm. not interested in... Cuthbert's fine like it is. I didn't come down there to change it. Really. You know, but I keep them guessing. Have a lot of fun with it. And they have fun with it too, you know. Two-way street.
How far away is that?
Yeah.
That's about 190 miles. It's mm-hmm. 60 miles below Columbus.
Wow.
Okay. What made you pick that area to go to?
I didn't pick it. My friend Chelsea, Mike, grew up down there, and we knew about this old house was coming on. They were trying to sell it, and then we read where it was going to be auctioned for the mortgage company was foreclosing on it. So he called one day and said, they're going to auction that old house tomorrow. Let's go see what happens to it. So we go down there, and I wound up buying it. And I bought it to resell, but Joyce liked it, and I kind of liked it, so we decided we'd keep it.
Sounds like a great house.
It is. It is. It's interesting. It's fun. We've had a good time missing that old house.
So do you spend a lot of time down there?
About all the time down there.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Sort of gets you out of all the busy...
Right. Life. Yeah. I can go to the hardware store and back in 5 minutes.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. It's not a hassle. You don't have to plan. You don't have to... So how many other places can I stop in this one?
Exactly.
Trip?
You have to, like, plan yeah. your path so you
yeah.
can...
Yeah.
So you don't have to get out every day.
Right. We don't have to do any of that.
I just wanted to ask if there's any like key historical moments that you would want to comment on for future generations. Like if thinking about like your great 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 grandchildren, if there was any key things that you wanted to say as we're wrapping up here for them to remember.